Who Damalei Lechavre? By Bayis Bayara. So now we have here the third Maisa with Rava, with his entire over a piece of karka. And once again, the Marikama said, what are you doing with this land? Amalei Miplanya Zavina Fachalte Shnechazaka. Here, it's different than the previous Gemara. Here he said, Fachalte Shnechazaka. Here he had Aden, that he was there for 3 years. Amalei Planya Gazlanahu. So he told him, Pliny's a Gazlan. Amalei, how could you say that he's a Gazlan? Ho Isli Sadi, the Asoyim Lishi Bach Vamart Nizil Zvin. I have Adim that you said Zil Zvin, go buy it. Amalei, Hashem Yinayachli Harishin Kashaymenu. I know what I was doing. Hashem Yinayachli Harishin Kashaymenu. That first guy, the Gazlan, I don't want to get into Dine Torah with him. He's a tough person to argue with. I wanted him to sell it to you. It's easier for me to get it out of you than to get it out of him. So he says, that's why I did it. So before we get into the Pratim, just there's a machlokes here, the Rashbam and Tosis and Pshat. Pliny Gazlanahu. The Rashbam learns Pliny Gazlanahu means that he had no right to sell you the field. He's a Gazlan. He had no right to sell you the field. Mamish the same as the previous Gemara. Tosis learns Pliny Gazlanahu that I have Edim that he's Muzik Begazlanusa. That he's a Gazlan. And Mimela, we have a rule Gazlan Eilech Hazaka. So that's his taina that Yochamim Kayachim, he's a Gazlan and Gazlan Eilech Hazaka. Tosis here on Rashi. On the Rashbam, that like the Rashbam, that this Gemara is the same as the previous Gemara. So the Gemara should use the same lashon. I'd love to make this lead. I already do. But is it this? I mean, no. Is he a lot bald of Arndidiat? Frecht, Taisus on Rashi on the Rashbam. That if this is the same case as before, it should have said the same lashon. Zil. Not Baldvar and Didiyat. That's Tosis Kasha. So, what's wrong? Adim. No, in other words, the one who was originally should tell the Muzik who's sitting there now, I don't want to have a din Torah with you. Not Baldvar and Didiyat. The original Marikama, just like in the previous Gemara, Marikama told the Mazik, Zil La Baldana Didiyat. See, here also Marikama should tell the Mazik, Zil La Baldana Didiyat. And we said yesterday, Hashem the Stifler, that if you're Muzik in something for 3 years, you can't say Zil La Baldana Didiyat. Right? The stifler timed it. What does La Baldavar Didiyat means? I don't want to have a din Torah with you. And I don't want to argue with you. You don't say you bought it for me. I don't want to have a din Torah. The stifler said that if someone's married for 3 years, he's a Muzik. The Marikama can't say La Baldavar Didiyat. He is his Baldavar. The din Torah is between them. He's saying you're there for no good reason. By a Marzik, he can't say La Baldavar Didiyat. And in Achinami, in the Pnei Shleimai, he says that to answer Tosis Kasha on the Rashbam. Just like the Stipler said in the previous Gemara, the Pnei Shleimai says in this Gemara, that La Bal Dvarim Didiyat, you can only say when it's less than 3 years. The Stipler said that's why the Rashbam is saying the previous Gemara less than 3 years. Because by 3 years, you can't say such a Lashon La Bal Dvarim Didiyat. So here, since in this case there were 3 years, that's how the Rashbam will answer Tosis Kasha. The Gemara couldn't say Zil La Bal Dvarim Didiyat because there is no La Bal Dvarim Didiyat in this case. It's very nice. That's what the Stipler writes. Is Pnei Shleimai. Pnei Shleimai was 200 years earlier. He writes the same recite. Akapanim arika here in the sugya is these words, Hasheni Nayachli Harashim Rishan Kashahemenu. Gemara brings Amarava Dino Kamalai Kaman Dino Kamalai, that he's right, that's Rava. Rava's saying all these titles in the Gemara are good. In fact, Gemara Kamanka Admain. Ditnano Aider Alasadev Akasamalab Ha'ira Asadev Akasamalab Aid. Someone says it's my field, and he was Mamish and Aid on that field. Admanai Mashani Nayachli Harishan Kashahemenu. He says, you know why I signed the shtar? I wanted you to get it from the other person. The Chacham don't agree with it. So the Chayru Rav is not like the Rabbanan. But the Mara Filatayim Rabbanan. Hasam Ovid Lemaisa. A Maisa is far worse. Aval Hacha Dibura Ovid Nishmik Rivavan. Okay, there, Ramesha has a number of kashas on the Sugya, which seem to be the Sayyidistika kashas that Nid has them. The first thing is this whole Hasheni Nayachli Harisha Kashemenu. What's going on here? Someone, I have a field, and someone goes and forces it away from me, and he's sitting in my field. I can't do anything about it. And now, somebody asks me at Eitzah, should I buy the field from him? I say yes. Because I know if you buy it from him, you're a good person, I'll be able to get it away from you. So that's Lufnei Iver. That's Lufnei Iver. How can I give somebody such an Eitzah? So the Sma says, in Achinami, it's Lufnei Iver. Meister Shoya, Kachaya, he was Eivu Lufnei Iver. He said, look, he's Taka Eivu Lufnei Iver because he wanted to make money. Unfortunately, people do worse affairs to make money. Sometimes people ask me, they have a tenant, a terrible tenant who never pays rent and who keeps him up at night, and he tries to convince him to leave. So the tenant is looking for a new apartment. Wherever he's looking, they call the previous landlord and they say, is he a good tenant? So they ask me, what should I say? If I tell everyone he's not a good tenant, he'll be by me forever. So what do I do? So no, you could tell somebody, you know, he's a great tenant, take him. You could tell him something like that. Hasheni in Harishin Kashali, Hasheni, you know, I don't want the headache. You should have the headache. So I thought, you can't just say either. Nobody's going to argue that it's an Aveira. You can't also give somebody a bad Eitzah. You give someone a bad Eitzah, that's an Aveira of Lefneva, let's eat a Mirshal. It doesn't have to be, you give someone something treif to eat. You give him a bad Eitzah, it's also Lefneva. So the Sma says, Enochinami, the fellow was saying, yeah, you're right, I was over Lefnei Iver, I'll test you Mechila and Ervim Kippur, I was over Lefnei Iver. Okay. Frederick Meisha, it's not so simple. I mean, okay, I was over Lefnei Iver. We have a klal that Ein Adam Meisim Atzmei Rasha. A person can't come into Bezdin, and he says, if a person walks into Bezdin and says something about himself that's vicious, so we have a rule, Ein Adam Meisim Atzmei Rasha, that a person, Bezdin doesn't accept such a thing, that a person should say such a taina, and makes him a Rasha. Ein Adam Meisim Atzmei Rasha, how could Bezdin listen to such a thing? That's so simple. The Sma says, okay, he was over. What do you mean, okay, he was over? But then Bezdin shouldn't listen to him. He shouldn't listen to his taina. Hasheni Nayachli Arisha Kashay Menu, it's a Rishis. It's an Aveira. Bezdin shouldn't be makabel. That's the first kasher of Moshe asks. And then Ramesh asks, even a more chamadika kasher, Ramesh asks, that l'chayra, if you tell someone, an Eitzah, buy this field, and he buys it, you're a grama bin nezakin. You're causing him a hefsid. You're a mazik. You're a grama. And l'chari more than a grama, you're a garmi. You had last year. What's the difference in grama and garmi? So he said many times last year, the word grama, the word garmi means the same thing. It means causing. In the Lashon Chachamim, grama is a type of gairim that's potter. If you cause someone a hefsid that's potter b'dine yadam, we call it grama. And the type of things that are chayiv b'dine yadam, we call garmi. One of the types of causing that's chayiv is the Gemara had a case where a person takes a coin, goes to a shulchani, and asks if it's counterfeit, if it's really gold or silver, whatever it's supposed to be. And the shulchani checks it, and he says it's good. So the businessman accepts the coin. Later it comes out that it's counterfeit, it's fake, it's not gold, it's not silver, it's metal. So the shulchani is chayiv. Shulchani is chayiv. He told him, accept it. That's garmi. So Frechter of Maisha, what's going on here in the Gemara? L'chayre, this is also garmi. He's saying, should I buy it? He's saying, buy it. So L'chayre, he has to pay. Yeah, the guy, if it's garmi, he has to pay him. So what's he timing? Asheni lechli arishin kashay menu. But if you give someone an eitzah to buy something and he loses it by buying it, so you have to pay him anyway. So you don't gain anything with this time. So these are Ramesh's, the two questions, at least in the first paragraph and the second paragraph that he has another kasha. We'll deal first with these two kashas, the two separate kashas. What? Shver on Admon, the same exact kasha. Shver and Admon. It was Shver and Rava, and it's also Shver and Admon. That how could you sign such a shtar? No, not necessarily. Because it depends if we're talking about shtar kinyan or shtar raya. You may be right. If it's a shtar raya, then he's not able to say either because the person bought it anyway. He's just signing a shtar raya, then he saw it. It's a shtar kinyan to be right. What? You're right. If it happened anyway, he's just signing a shtar raya, so it's not garmi. All right.
It's not that it's going. I'm not saying something like that it belongs to me. I'm just. I'm still a mosque. You just have a. You want to bring a raya from my thing. I'm not. Nothing like that. It's just an excuse for why I did something.
Right.
So it's not like it's a this. But in case I know these guys are actually coming in, I say, hey, this guy did such and such. But again, yeah, I'm still a mosque. You can't remove me from being a mosque on this money that's in my wallet because I, this character belongs to me. It's because I said something and make me a Russia doesn't make you lose something. You can't.
Okay, what you're saying, we'll see in a second. It's half correct. It's correct. Let's just backtrack. Why ain't other Mesa Masmer Rasha? Remember? I'm sure we had it. Ain't other Mesa Masmer Rasha, you have it every Masechta and Shas. We must have had it last year sometime. Why ain't other Mesa Masmer Rasha? Why can't a person make himself a Rasha? What's wrong? Yeah, people who do Averis. He's not saying he's the worst Russian in the world. He's saying I didn't have Averis. No. Most people did have Averis at some time or other. No, very few perfect people in the world. So a person comes to the best and he says I didn't have Averis. So, at the end of the world, why can't he say I didn't have Averis? I'm not saying he's the world's worst Russian. The person says I didn't have Averis. Why ain't that the most for Russian? So in yeshiva, we always have two mahalchim. In Ein Adam Mesa Matzmei Rasha, two ways to learn. One is Shitas Rashi. That why can't you say Eidus about yourself that you're a Rasha? Because Adam Karev Eitz Al Atzmei. That's Rashi's Lashon in Ksuvis, Adaf, I think Sukhes and Mabez. Ein Adam Mesa Matzmei Rasha, Adam Karev Eitz Al Atzmei. You can't say Eidus about your Karev. You can't say this about yourself. You're saying about yourself that you're a Rasha. You're puzzle Avis on yourself. That's Rashi Shita, that it's a Psul Kurva. Ain't other Mesa Matsu Rasha, it's a Psul Kurva. Taisus Shita, and I think we showed that many Rishayim hold this way, is that it's not a Psul Kurva, it's a Psul. It's a chashash mishakim. That when a person says something about himself, we're afraid that he's lying, even if it's for his own detriment. The Rambam says a person can't say this about his relative, even against his relative. Because most people like their relatives, some people don't like their relatives. When you're talking about a relative or about a person himself, you never know the reasons that he's saying something. And whenever a person says something about himself, we don't trust it. Well, chayshish is a mishaker. If you're talking to a friend, he tells you a fact, you believe him. If it's about himself, you take it always with a grain of salt. There's a possibility that he has some reason to lie. So there are two reasons in Odom Esam Asmei Rasha. Either because of the fact that Adam Karavetz Ala Atzmai, Psul Korva, or because of Shash Meshach. Zakrab Shleim Eiger, also in Ksubis, in the Chidush of Kinaiger there. What's a Nafkamina, the two Pshatim? Says a Nafkamina is, if the person saying the Rishis is not a witness, he's not an aid, he's a Baldover. He's a Baldover. In the Bezdin, you have the Teveya, the Nitva, the Eidim, the Dayanim. When you go into court, you have the Teveya and the Nitva, they're also talking in court. He's telling him, my boy is Bayara. And he's telling him, Zavintim of Planya. And he's saying, Planya Gazulahu. The people talking in court are not only Eidim, the Baledinim talk in court also. The difference between an Eid and a Baldin is that by Eidim there's a psul kurva. By Eidim you can't be an Eid if you're a relative, if you're a kurv. You can't say it's about yourself if you're an Eid. If you're a Baldover, you're always saying Eid is about yourself. That's the whole function of a Baldover. The Teveya says something about himself. That isn't my field. Or the Nitva, who's the other Baldover, he says, I bought it. Bali Dvarim could always say this about themselves. There's no psul adam karavei tzal atzma. Zatav shleim eiga. If you learn, like Rashi, that ein adam eisem atzmai rasha is a psul kurva, adam karavei tzal atzmai, then it's only a din in Eidim. It's not a din in a Baldover. If a Baldover says something that makes him a Rasha, we believe him. He's believed. Let's say somebody comes into Besdin and he says in court that Pliny owes me money because my store was open on Shabbos and he took merchandise. You're a Rasha, your store was open on Shabbos. A Baldover could say that. A Baldover makes himself a Rasha. Look. If somebody's store is open on Shabbos, someone steals for him, so you have to pay. If you want to steal from someone on Shabbos, so it depends. If you did a malacha, kim levi de rab mina, you don't have to pay. But let's say you stole it, you picked it up in the store, and it was no malacha, so you have to pay. So you don't have to pay. You can have such a din taira. Two people could have a din taira over malacha on Shabbos who has to pay for it. So le rab shleim eiger. In our Gemara, it's very geschmack. In our Gemara, it's the Baal Dovar who's tiny. And there's no chsar in it, other than Esam Asmai Rasha. Like Rav Shlomo Eiger, it's a good teretz. The problem is like the other Rishayim. Like those Rishayim that hold that Eina the Esam Asmai Rasha is because Chshash Meshaker, we don't believe people to talk about themselves. If it's Chashash Meshaker, then the Kasha continues that you know the Mesem Asmei Rasha. How's the person believed to say a Rishon Kasha Li Hasheni Nayach Emenu and say I did Rishis? I don't trust him. I don't trust the person to say Chashash Meshaker. It flies even to Bali Din. So. Again, like which tzad is it? Answer the tzad like the tzad of Karvei Talasma Rashi, and it's not answered like the tzad of Taisvis that it's also Chashash Meshaker that we don't believe people to talk about themselves. So, yeah.
Why does every Baldover have a problem?
Every Baldover does have a problem with Chashash Meshaker. We don't believe him. So if he has a kayak to say a certain taina, we let him say the taina. What's he saying? That you owe me money, so that he has a kayak to taina. But to say that he's a Rasha, well, does he get to say he's a Rasha?
Why is it more wrong to say that he's a Rasha than to say that he owes the bills?
to say he owns a field, that's the function of a baldavar. That's a given that a teveya could be teveya. When a teveya says something in Beis Din, we're immediately chayshish that he's meshaker. He has to prove it. So how can he say harishon kashli hasheni la'achei menu? With what? How does he prove something like that? If he says I'm a marikama, what are you doing in my field? You have to prove you're a marikama. You're saying you bought it. You have to prove you bought it. You're saying harishon kashli hasheni la'achei menu. It's a good explanation of what you did. But if you're saying about yourself you're a Russia, we're afraid that you're lying.
The problem there isn't the inability to Russia. The problem is that he has to prove his title. Therefore,
it has nothing to do with Ein Adam Mesa Masai Russia. No, an explanation he doesn't have to prove. A Marikama is a Marikama. The other person says, why'd you do this? He said, this is why I did it. He's refuting the other person's raya. The other person has a raya that you sold it. He's saying, no, that's a toss. He's explaining it. Let's see. What's the case? A person goes into Beis Din. He's a teveya. And he says, to come up with a case, then he makes himself a rasha. He goes into Beis Din. And he says, I stole from him. So, and he's doing it off baldover. That's a bad case. He's not baldover, he's saying, I stole from him. Okay, I have to come up with a case. Okay, hold on. Let's see if you still have the problem when we finish our discussion. Is a shaila in Adam Mesim Atzmai Rasha. How far in Adam Mesim Atzmai Rasha goes? If Adam Mesim Atzmai Rasha is like Alach Mishim Sinai, period. Or if a person who's Mesim Atzmai Rasha could explain why he's saying it, whether we could waive Adam Mesim Atzmai Rasha. You know, Kurva, we understand, at least like most Rishayim, that Kurva is an absolute soul. Even if you can explain it, it doesn't matter. Kurva is possible. Even if he doesn't know he's a Kurva, doesn't know he's a Kurva, he doesn't even know it, he grew up in a different house. Kurva is absolutely possible. So it's a halacha in the Torah, there's no way around it. What about Ein Adam Mesim Atzmei Rasha? So there are a number of places in halacha where this comes up. Those of you who had the copies that I gave out downstairs, I chose Dafka, a case in Siman Aleph of Hilchos Shechita, because those of you who learned Yerodeya, hopefully it rings a bell. It's one of the most famous tshuvas that Ein Adam Mesim Atzmei Rasha. The tshuva, which happened many times over the generations, about a sheichit who's dying, Siman Aleph, I don't remember which Sukkot. In Hilchos Shechita, a sheichit in Shulchan Aruch, it talks of a sheichit as neman to say that what he did was possible. And generally, a sheichit is not neman. Once he gives out his meat, because man the meat is tachas yada, he could say it's treif. Once he sells the meat is biyad acher. We don't say eidach adam bisurin, that's something that's biyad somebody else. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Pesachei Tshuva brings a maisa that happened, I think, by Rabbi Yaakov Emdin and by some Seifer and one other there, where a sheichet was dying, and the Rav came into him when he was sick, and he told the Rav, you know, I have to get something off my chest. I sold nevelus as kosher. So there are different versions. Each case was a different case. The first case he brings, the Halbitzara, he says it happened 5 times. That I shechted with a knife that was pogum, which makes it nevela, and I was machshir it. Right, see a picture of me as a shechet for 40 years. He says I did it 5 times. Halbitzar. I think the Samseifis case was worse. Somebody has said that I was morgul, it was treif, I sold it anyway. You know, I cut the neck, it was good, it was good. It was no good, it was also good. And, one of the scandals 30 years ago in a Shechita house, is that in every shechita place nowadays, when they check the lungs, they get between 33% and 40% kosher. It was a shechita house that was getting 90% kosher. So there's something wrong. Either they had super animals that didn't have anything wrong with their lungs, or they had blind baikin that didn't find anything. So the place is still open, but none of us buy it, hopefully buy there. But here, the shaykhid got no pagimus in his knife. Everything was good. So this is what the shaykhid said. Now, according to the shaykhid's words, everyone in town has to kashu all the kalim. That's a scandal. The scandals with Shaykh Amid happened before. The scandal, and he has to sell. They all have to kashu the kalim, and they all ate treifas. So the question is, if this shaykh could be believed, he's saying Edis about his own shechita, ain't other mesa matzvei Russia. A person is not believed to say about himself that he's a Russian. Now, one of the cases, the first case, there has an added twist to it, that when the shaykhit got better, he recovered from his illness. Something to chew this, or by some let him live. So he got better. And the Rav said, everyone has to kasha the kalim. And the shaykhit denied that he ever told the Rav. He wasn't sick anymore. He denied. And he tied the Rav as a eid echad. So you're not believed. So that was one nidain. Dear, that piskei tshuva, the yosaidistik of piskei tshuva, that a Rav, or anybody who's entrusted with kashrus, even if he's eid echad, is believed. It happened already that a mashgiach in a place said something happened, and the owner denied it, and he tainted he's an eid echad. So the piskei tshuva says, and the first tshuva in the Meshuv Dov, and it's his first tshuva, I think, in his tshuva sefer, is this yosaid, in the chelek yerodeya, is this yosaid, that a mashgiach is neman. If you hire him as a mashgiach and he says it's no good, there's no tayid eidach, but he's neman. And the same thing that he says here about a rav. That's not our sugi. Our sugi is the psak of the Chassam Sefer, and the other tshuva there, the Yavitz was it, that we don't say ain't other mesem atzmei Russia when we can explain why he's saying it. If he's saying it derech tshuva, he's geisusing, he's dying, and derech tshuva, he wants a kapara, he's saying it. Zakt, some sefer, we don't say in other mesem atzmei Russia in such a case. He's believed. Thus, hey, some sefer is learning. Ain't other mesem atzmei Russia is not a halacha like halacha mishum Sinai. Bang, you can never make yourself a Russia. It's out chashash mishaker. And if we have an explanation for why he's being mishaker, then we don't. Then we believe him. And the way we understand usually is that this chassam sefer is vayter toloi in the two ways to learn ein adam meisim atzmei Rasha. If you learn ein adam meisim atzmei Rasha like Rashi, then why is a person not believed to make himself a Rasha? Because adam kariv eitzel atzma, you can't say this on a kariv. If that's the case, then it's a kar kurva. There's no exceptions, no explanations. About a kurva, you can't say, hey, this is finished. If you learn kurva, psul kurva like Rashi, then the safe is not right. What's the difference? You're doing it there a kapara. A kurva can't sell this, period. Some safe is dumb learned. That's a chashash mishaker. It's Klari learned that way. That's a chashash mishaker. So if you're saying it to do tshuva, you believe. We can explain it. Now the truth is that this Chassam Sefer is a Chayshe Mishpat. He has to say an explanation that he's only Der Kapar. That's the whole Chassam Sefer. He says, no, he's not explaining why he could be Chayzer. He's explaining why he could say in the first place. In the first place, when he said it's Treif, that's the Chassam Sefer's case. When Sefer wasn't even talking, the person later changed his mind. The person in the Chassam Sefer's case, Taka died. But he said, it's treif. Is he now going to say it's trey? He's making himself a rashi. He's saying that he sold trey for meat. So the halacha is that he's that some safe says it's good. Because the shash mishaker is only when you're chayshish, she's a mishaker. If you can explain it, then it's not shash mishaker. The Pisgei Tshuva in Siman Lamed Daled in Chayshin Mishpat, where it says in Shulchan Aruch, Ein Odom Nistel Ba'aveir Al Piatzmai, a person can't become Pasal Eidus. If he walks into Bezmin, he says, I'm a Rasha, he doesn't become Pasal Eidus. Shein Odom Eisim Atzmai Rasha. That says in Shulchan Aruch. In the Pisgei Tshuva, Sifkat Nem, he brings a Machlaikis that took place between the Maram Lublin and the Faivish of Krakow. I don't know who the Faivish of Krakow was, but yes, he was the Baplukta of the Maram. He was obviously a Talmud Chacham. And they had an argument in a case such as this. I'm going to tell you the rule, and we'll get to cases that are complicated. If a person makes himself a Rasha by saying something in Beis Din, where he's saying it not to make himself a Rashi, he's saying it in order to have a tain in Beis Din. He doesn't know he's making it worse for himself. He's coming into Beis Din, he's saying something, he thinks he's making it good for himself. And Metoch Dvarav, we see, is a Rashi. What is the din in such a case? L'maisa. The example I could give you, just comes to mind, would be the example I said before. Tevea comes to Beis Din, says, you owe me money from business we did on Shabbos. Well, you owe me money, I lent you money, Berith. With interest, you have to pay me the interest. So Beis Din says, that's ribbis, you're not allowed to lend Beribis. He says, I'm not allowed to lend Beribis, but we have an agreement, let him pay. He doesn't know that if you lend Beribis, you can't force him to pay. He's not allowed to pay. So he says something in Beis Din where he's making himself a Rasha, but it's Nikur. He's not coming to make himself a Rasha. He's coming for his entire. One of the cases the Pisgei Tshuva brings, they were partners in a Chevras Moizge Yayin Sraf. Sounds like they make schnapps. They were partners in a schnapps business. And the partners had an agreement. Shenishvu. They made a shvuah to each other. Shekol echad mechuyev lahidia lahaneman kaidim shiyelach tfuah litchay. Right, they make schnapps. That means they have wheat. Schnapps comes from wheat. Before anybody takes anything out of the storage house, they have to tell the controller. Lahaneman. There was some neman there that they hired. And no one's allowed to take anything out unless he tells him exactly what he's taking. Ube'im yalim, and if they take it out without telling him, mechuyev litein esrim adumin knas. It's a knas of 20 adumin. I don't know how much money that is. 20 coins. That was their agreement. No one's allowed to take anything out of the business without telling the neman. If they do, they have to pay a knas. Ve'achamein helim, and it happened someone taka did it. He took out without telling. Ubo b'nei achaburu lebez din. They came to a bez din over a din Torah over the 20 adumin. B'sholchu achrav. They were teveya him. You took it without any right. You have to pay 20 adumin. So he answered, b'kesh l'snatzel asatz my bez esnatzlus. He says, taka true, I did it, but he had a hisnatzlus. He doesn't say what the excuse was. He had some excuse. I couldn't find him or whatever the excuse was. So Beis Din was mechayiv him nischayiv mitoch tainaisa. So he has to pay 20 adumim. That was the din Torah, right? And that part of it is easy. It's a din Torah between two sides, and he had to pay. Question now was: this man who was mechayiv to say Beis Din, to pay in Beis Din, now in another din Torah, he was an aid. He was a witness. What's a shayla? Is he a pasul eidus? He was just maiden Beis Din that he was over on a shvuah. He was just maiden Beis Din that in his business in the schnapps factory, he was over on a shvuah. So the shaila is, now there is over a shvu and day, he becomes pasul eidus. Should he become a pasul eidus or not? That was the need. So the Maram Lublin said, Eino adam eisem atzmei rasha, and he's not pasul eidus. Eino adam eisem atzmei rasha, he's not neman to pay the 20 zehuvim. So he does not think he has to pay. He's mighty, he's chayav b'knas. He gave his natzlus, but he still has to pay. But Eino adam eisem atzmei rasha, he can't make himself a pasul eidus. He can't make himself a rasha. That was the psak of the Maram Lublin. The Rav Feivish of Krakow said, no. And his lashon is, Eino adam eisem atzmei rasha is not a lachem mishum sinai, it's not a klal. If he came, he didn't come to make himself a rasha. He didn't come to a din Torah to save as a kosher or a rasha. He came to a din Torah to say a shayla if he has to pay 20 zehuvim or not, or 20 adumim, whatever. They had a din Torah. Memela, it comes out that he's a rasha. He says, then adam eisem atzmei rasha. If you have an explanation, there's no way adam eisem atzmei rasha. The way we understand the arguing and the two ways to learn. In the old Eino adam eisem atzmei rasha is a psul kurva like Rashi Shita, that you're a karev to yourself. You can't say this about yourself, you're a karev to yourself. So then Maram Lublin is right. You're a karev to yourself, no exceptions. You can't make yourself a apostle. Who's making you a apostle? You yourself? No such thing. The Rav Feivish of Krakow held, like the Sam Sofer, that if you have a good explanation of why the person was saying it, he wasn't saying it to say bad about himself. He was saying it as a baldavar. If you have an explanation of why he was saying it in Bezdin, then of course we accept what he said in Bezdin. And there's no chashash v'shaker. When he was saying it, he had it in Torah. Two partners had it in Torah. He said his taina. And Bezdin said the psak. He wasn't coming to make himself a rasha. Then, if Memeli becomes a Rasha, you do become a Rasha.
Isn't the whole point of the Knas
to be able to be Knas? Can I ask you a question? What do you think the partners were thinking? They were thinking, we don't want anybody to take money, to take stuff out. Or they were thinking, well, we let people take things out if they're going to pay a Knas.
No, that's what they were.
But the understanding clearly here is that their shvuah, they're never going to do it, period. To give teeth to the shvuah, they added a knas to it. But really, the rutzen of the partners is no one should take anything out without doing it. And I would understand it that way also. It could be cases where it's different, but in this case. What? It's not a tarti de sasri, because the baldavar, we believe. If I tell Bezdin I owe him $100, and 100 witnesses say I don't, so you know, I have to pay the $100. Does Bezdin believe it's true? No. 100 witnesses say it's not true. But I still have to pay. The same thing, they had it in Torah. Bezdin passed and he has to pay. Do I believe he's a Rasha? I can't believe he's a Rasha. So, Halacha doesn't believe that he's a Rasha. And Halacha, to make someone a Pasul Eidus, you have to have Eidim. That's the time. Yeah, but a person who's over a Shvua with an excuse is still Pasul Eidus.
Exactly, but the fact that he thought he was being over with an excuse, meaning Hebrew was valid. His intent wasn't to go against the
Shvuah. No, he didn't give an explanation of why
he
wasn't against
the
Shvuah.
He didn't think it was the wrong thing to do.
Yeah. So when we have a person who's over a Shvuah and thinks it's the right thing, we're chayshish that he's saying a lie as Eidus, and he also thinks it's the right thing. The person is willing to be over a Shvuah because he thinks it's right. So he's saying Eidus this way, a lie, he also thinks it's right. People who rationalize. Very few people in the world are willing to hang up a sign that they're Rishon. Most people rationalize. Personal rationalizes. I'll call upon him. Narzal the sugya saying. In our sugya, it comes out kishmak mamanavshach. If you hold, how do you hold eight other mason master Rashi? Rashi's reason or Tosis reason? Either way, our gemara is kishmak. If you hold eight other mason master Rashi because of psul kurva, because adam karavetz alatmai psul kurva, so we have the teres of Shlomo Eger's rule. That's only a psul when people are eidim, you know, when they're bal eidim. So if he's a bal davar, so there's no way another mason master Rashi. So like the tzad that Rashi tzad psul korva, it's good anyway. What are we left only with Taisus tzad? That's chashash meshaker. If you hold the tzad of chashash meshaker, so we have from Seifer's rule in Yeridaya by Shaychit, and Rav Feivish's rule here by Dinim Amidus, that when you have an explanation for what you're saying, there's no chashash meshaker. Only chashish mishaker, you're coming to passel yourself. So that we say, who knows? Maybe he has some reason he wants to passel himself. But if he's not coming to passel himself, he's coming to talk in the din Torah, then we don't say, another mason asked me Rashi. Here he's saying, Arisha Karshmi Hashem Nayachimenu. He's explaining himself not to make, he's not coming to make himself a Rashi. He's coming to talk in the din Torah. So here, he's never. So that's really what you were saying, Yishmael. That when he's saying it as part of his argument in the din Torah, he's not coming to make himself a Rasha. Why should I be chayshish? He's a mishaker. So here, on Einah Demesim Matzmei Rasha, Ramesh's first kasha, we have a mahalach. How do you answer it? What bothered me is why no one else asked this kasha. It's such a good kasha, Einah Demesim Matzmei Rasha. So I was just thinking of a possible other teretz. You have this teretz, which if you hold, this is the sugya made of Mason Master Rashi. You have the two terutzim shehim echad. If you hold karvei talatz mayam shalom beigas rule, and if you hold that shash mishaka, you have the chsam seifas rule. Maybe there's another way to answer the kasha. In our Gemara, is he making himself a Rasha? Is he really making himself a Rasha? What's the case? That he was a Marikama, we have Aiden. Right? We have witnesses that he's a Marikama. Right? The fact that he told the person, he gave him advice, we also have witnesses. No? Right? Isli Sadi, Da'asi Im L'chibach V'amartali Zil Zavim. Right? This fellow, Al-Khair, is a Rasha even before he opens his mouth. Before he opens his mouth, we have two witnesses that say he's a Marikama. And we have two witnesses that say he gave someone advice to buy it from Pliny. Isn't he a Rasha before he talks?
The Rasha was that both of them.
Until he said, Harisha Nayafi?
Before he said it's not a Rasha.
Why? We have two witnesses that he owned it, and two witnesses that he told someone to buy it from Pliny.
Right.
So it's not a Russia?
Why?
Because maybe he sold it to Lekech Rishon.
Maybe not sold it.
So Elamai, if he sold it to Lekech Rishon, then he's not a Russia. Then it's true he's a Marikama, and it's true he gave him advice. But so does that ain't another Mason Masmari Rasha? If witnesses come to Besdin and say, let's say two witnesses come to Besdin and they say, this guy's an aid, I saw him driving on Shabbos. So Besdin says, 1 minute, let's ask him. Maybe he was driving Chayla to a hospital. So they call him to Besdin. He says, no, I wasn't driving Chayla to a hospital. I don't know. Do we say another Mason Masmari Rasha in such a case? What do you think? Let's see, we have such a case. A person's an aide, and two witnesses say he was Michal Shabbos, he was driving. And they call him into bed, and they don't say he's a true while you're driving, but they have two witnesses he was driving. That you don't need him to say. They say you were driving. Was it Beheter? He says, no, it wasn't Beheter. You know, my wife wasn't in labor, I wasn't going to Nananatzola, I was driving. person says, I was driving because of Chilul Shabbos. What would be the din in such a case? Would you say, Eino d'meisam hatzmei rasha, I don't believe you, and I think you were driving to the hospital? Is that logical?
There is a rasha before that. There is a rasha. The time is not a rasha.
So there is a rasha, and he has to give an excuse to get out of it. And on Gemara, two Eidim say Zemarekah. And two Eidim say he gave advice to this person to buy from Yenna. Maybe you look at it. He's a Russian. Now he can have an excuse. He can say, I sold it to play. But he has to say that. Stamazar, he's a Russian. He's a Marikama. He owns a house. And he told Pliny, buy the house from Yenna. It's not Stamazar that he's a Russian. I'm thinking like the Rajbam. Like Taisus is better.
So
this is my Vedas,
it's
already a Ghana.
I tell him
that Avis already said
I
didn't
mind to wish
said
Vedas that my Avedas that this
person was a Ghana. My Vedas.
Well,
the Taisus is still
good.
The Taisus, I'm certainly right.
But he's not making himself a Russia.
He's not making himself, he's a Russia already.
He's a Russia already,
No, he's not a Russia. If he sold it, he'll lose the field. The Lakeshian will lose the field, but he's not a Russia. He's not, if I sell something to a Gazlan, I'm allowed to sell fields to Gazlan. If I sell something to a Gazlan and I give you advice to buy it from him, I'm not a Russian.
This field.
So then Zicha, he's not making himself a Russia, he's a Russia straight out. And even like the Rajbam, maybe. I'm not sure what the deal would be in such a case. Maybe in such a case, I didn't know the Mason asked me Russia. We were Mason him a Russia before he started talking in Bezdin. He's a Russia before he started talking. He's a Russia because he told someone to buy a field, which is not his field, which is his field. Now, he could come into Bezdin, give an excuse, and make himself Ois Russia. All he's doing is not saying, but he may bring him to Bezdin. He's going to Bezdin. No one's bringing him to Bezdin to say he's a Russia.
Yeah, they only bring him to Bezdin if he has a sign in the first place.
You see, here, no one will bring him to Bezdin to say he's a Russia because he's not an Aid.
He's not a Russian, so he has a time.
But again, Ramesh is saying that when he says the words Harishanayat and Hashem Yikashay Menu, he's making himself a Russia. I'm asking you, is he making himself a Russia? Is he a Russia automatically?
He's a Russia when he said that he bought it.
He said it, he wasn't a Russia.
Nothing.
No, but already two Adams said he owned it. Two Adams said he gave plenty of advice to buy it from Shane.
And he didn't find anything?
Before he tied it.
See, nothing happened.
What do you mean? Something did happen. He was able to stay even.
Why?
What's Adams?
No spring
in the
theory.
He sold it again.
And
it's just like the Rabbanon, the Rabbanon tradition
over here.
It's exactly what happened. If you fully tied it, then he's fully tied it.
But he doesn't have to taina that it belongs to Pliny. It has to be established. He was Michael. He told him, pay Shimon first. Right? The Ruvain is Marikama. He told Levi, buy from Shimon. So how can we explain that?
Is
Michael the guy who let Shimon have
it?
Let him have it. Let him have it. He's not a Russia. If someone's driving on Shabbos, he is a Russia. Maybe. Is it more likely, if you see you're driving on Shabbos, is it more likely he's driving for a sakana? More so than if Reuven tells Levi, buy my field from Shimon, then he's Michael to Shimon. Which is a more believable excuse?
It's a difference.
And he's telling Levi, buy it from Shimon.
Now at this point, what makes a bad advice? The only thing that makes a bad advice is because he's later going to come and take away from him. That's the only thing that makes a bad advice. Let it say that this field used to be his and taken without him to make a bad advice.
He's not bad to Marasha. We'll assume it's Shimon's. We'll assume Reuven sold it to Shimon. even if Shemuel doesn't say anything.
No, even if he didn't tell him.
Who is my fault?
Right.
I'm just thinking out loud. I don't know if he's making himself a Rasha, or he's just verifying the evidence, the mashmois that he's a Rasha. Okay, Rav Moshe's second kasha. Say another Mesa Masmei Rasha. You should know, whenever you have any other Mesa Masmei Rasha in Shas or in Rishayim or in Achrayim, Ruba the Ruba, it's totally the two ways to learn. There are certain cases that are easy cases. Whenever there's a pilpul, it ain't on the base of math, it depends how you learn it. These are two ways to learn. The other question, that it's a grammo or a garmina. Now, Ramosha seems to be mesupik if it's grammo or garmina. Which for Moshe, it's a chiddush that he's mesupik. Ramosha, Feshe Mishpat, was his baby. Ramosha, I think by his bar mitzvah, made a siyum on Bava Kama, Bava Mitzvah, and Bava Basra, the yim. And some stories, it's not a big story, because there's so many stories about people who shas when they were 6 years old. But this one is true, so it's a little less. So it's, Feshe Mishpat was his thing. And Ramesh's mesupik means that they're two tzadim. It doesn't mean that, like, I'm mesupik, you're mesupik. Again, we have to be down. And since we learned Baba Kama last year, you're not going to get off the hook easily. I want you to go back. Those of you who can find in your notes the Yonim of Garama and Garmi, you should go back to it. The question is this: if I tell someone, buy a field which I know is not the seller's field, I give someone advice, he says, should I buy the field from Pliny? I say yes. I'm certainly causing an hefset, assuming he's relying on me. That's what we're talking about. I'm certainly causing an hefset. At the very least, I'm a grammar. I'm telling him to throw his money into the garbage. I'm telling him to spend money on something that I know is not worth any money. At the very least, it's grammar. It might be garmi. Garmi, I mentioned to you last year, there are many shitas in the Rishayim. It's confusing. What is garmi and what's not? We learned last year three shitas, one that the Bechava pastors like, one that the Ramah pastors like, and one that the Shach pastors like. It's definitely confusing what the Gedorim of garmi are. But instead of going the complicated route, the question is it similar to any case that we know? Now, the first case comes to mind is Shulchani with a matveya. You go to the Shulchani and you show him a matveya. He says it's good. The businessman accepts it. That's a case of garmi. That's clearly a case of garmi. There's another case which we are going to discuss tomorrow. It's a Ramah and Simen Kufchov Tes Sif Beis. It's the following case, and tomorrow we're going to spend time to see if it's similar to our Gemara. The case there, unfortunately, comes up. Someone asks me for a loan. Someone says, lend me money. And I go over to this person's chaver, and I ask him, is he a credit risk? Does he have money to pay me back? And Yenna says, lend him the money. He's got plenty of money in the bank. He's a safe. Turns out that at the time I said he's not a credit risk, he was a credit risk. He had no money in the bank. The Ramah says that's garmi, and I have to pay. You hear? People don't know this. It's a case which comes up halacha lemaisa. Someone asks me advice, should I lend him money? He says, listen, I'm relying on you. And I say, he's fine, he's got plenty of money. And it turns out that he doesn't have money. Now, if what I said is true, he has money and he's reliable, and later on he becomes not reliable, I don't have to pay. But if at the time I gave him advice, I said he's fine, he wasn't fine, even if I was a shaykh, the Ramah says that I have to pay. Now, the Ramah doesn't use the word garmi. The Shach, you'll see, uses the word garmi. Says it's off garmi. The question now is, Is that identical to our case? Are there chilukim to be made? Obviously, if we can make a good chiluk, we'll save the kasha, we'll answer the kasha. That's not Gami. So this is on the agenda for tomorrow. Also tomorrow, I'm going to do the Gemara's next case, just an easy case. I hope to get to it. And so be prepared and try to chazer over the rules of Grom and Garmi. It's Hashem, tell you.